This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, September 21st. God's word to you today is inquire, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 9, verse 62, from the Living Bible, and it says, "But Jesus told him, 'Anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit for the kingdom of God.'" God says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, "Test everything and keep only what is good." As opportunities are coming our way, we need to evaluate and sift through every opportunity. How? Question 4. Does this fit my purpose and calling? This is a lifesaver. There are certain things that are good, but they are not compatible with your consecration. I have to turn down certain opportunities because they are not compatible with my consecration. Some people have accused me of being too consecration conscious. Some say, "What do you mean not compatible with your consecration? Take the opportunity," they insist. I insist that it is not compatible with my purpose and not compatible with my consecration. As a church, there are so many things we say no to. Why? Because it is not compatible with our vision. What is your vision, your purpose, your calling? Is that opportunity compatible with it? Anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit. One of the things that distracts people from God's purpose in their lives is actually God's work in someone else's life. God is using her to do this, do that. Me too. God is blessing me with that. Me too. Praise God for what he is doing through him and her. But from a purpose standpoint, me too is not good. When God is blessing a church to do certain things, our response is God bless them, not me too. Many people have run their destiny down because they are trying to copy someone else. Be yourself. If God needed a clone, he would have cloned you to look exactly like them, but you do not. Guess what? God has a great plan for you. Do not mess it up. Question 5. Is this the best use of my time and energy? With every opportunity that comes your way, ask yourself, is this the best use of my time? Should I be the one doing this? I try to do what only I can do. What someone else can do, I try to let them do it. The things that take my energy and focus are the things only I can do. Nobody can pray for me. Nobody can go into God's presence for me. There is a place for corporate worship, but I still have to go before my Father and fall on my face. I cannot delegate that. There are certain things you cannot delegate. There are certain things you should let go of because it is killing your time. You can make more money, but you cannot make more time. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me to stay focused on my calling and make the best use of my time. Help me own what I should and delegate what I should. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.